You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our broadcast. No, you all keep talking. I can talk over you. Jeff Ray here on WKCA. Coach Collier knows I can talk over him. We are glad to have you tuned in to Bath County softball this afternoon. It is Bath County hosting the Lady Cardinals of GRC. Only the third time that these two teams have ever been scheduled to play. One year it got canceled because of COVID. The second time they met, Clark won. That was last year. Clark won 6-4. So tonight, Bath County looking for a little revenge after a loss last year to the Lady Cardinals of GRC. When we come back, we will look at the Bath County defense. We will look at the GRC offense. That and so much more here on 97.7 and WKCARadio.com.
Hey Wildcat fans, are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Ware Gray Funeral Homes.
Well, Welcome back. Bath County softball pregame here on WKCA. A very young GRC Lady Cardinal team comes in to face this Bath County squad. GRC started out 0-4 on the season with losses to Madison Southern, Mason, Wolf, and Madison Central. Oh, listen, that right there is a tough way to start the season. Madison Southern, as till last night, 3-0. Mason, 2-0. Madison Southern, Madison Central, 4-0. Last night, though, the Lady Cards got on the win column with a 24-6 victory over Paris. Bath County undefeated at this point, so looking for big things out of Coach Kenny Williams and his squad here. They did lose last night. I missed that on the KHSAA website. Tell me what happened. What was the final score? Any idea? The scoring team.
7-3 to Russell.
Russell. Lost to Russell 7-3. Well, that may be enough motivation for Coach Williams and his Cats to come out here and reinvigorate their team today. So Bath 5-1, 1-4 for GRC. Bath County defensively, Addie Reed will pitch. Izzy Hughes catching. Ashley Rogers at first. Ashton Barrett at second. Taylor Hodson at short. And Allison Brett's at third. Allie Dillon in left. Ray Lee Purvis in center. And Riley Thompson in right. The batting lineup for our visitors from GRC. Anaya McIntyre will play center field and bat first. Emma Enzi will play right field and bat second. Left fielder Meredith Fryman will bat third. Arabella Gwynn, freshman shortstop, will bat in the cleanup spot. Mackenzie Gibson will bat fifth and play second base. Kennedy Yeastep, one of the seniors, plays third base and bats in the sixth spot. Followed by pitcher Morgan Parks, catcher Alyssa Webb, and first baseman Abby Horn. So it's McIntyre, Enzi, Fryman, Gwynn, Gibson, Eastep, Parks, Webb, Horn, the batting lineup for the visiting Lady Cards of GRC. It's just a few minutes away from first pitch. Let's go ahead and take another break and hear a word from a few of our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the Ira Kilburn opening argument sponsored by Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, the Montgomery Tractor first pitch, that and so much more as Bath County Softball hosting GRC this afternoon here on WKCA.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2-tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Welcome back to the Bath County GRC pregame. Jeff Ray here on WKCA, getting ready for our national anthem here in just a moment. Again, Bath County and GRC, let's go ahead and do the Ira Kilburn opening argument, sponsored by Ira Kilburn, attorney at law. For Bath County to be victorious, the key tonight, start early. When you get out there for the first inning of a defense, don't let any GRC Lady Card score. And when you come in to bat, get the bat started early. That's our opening argument presented by Ira Kilburn, attorney at law. They're getting ready for the national anthem. So I will take a short break. Back with the first pitch sponsored by Montgomery Tractor Sales in just a little bit. Right here on 97.7 and WKCARadio.com.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, Funeral Director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help biz owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Not very many opportunities have we enjoyed to have a live rendition of the national anthem, but a couple of Bath County Lady Cat members, Jordan and Carson, knocked a grand slam home run singing the national anthem for us here this afternoon. And not only are they fabulous young ladies, obviously fabulous singers and outstanding softball players as well. Matthew Carter, BMC Contracting, threw out the first ceremonial first pitch. Listen, that's a lot of pressure on you to do that, and did very good. Again, Bath County, Addie Reed pitching and Izzy Hughes catching, Ashley Rogers at first, Ashton Barrett at second, Taylor Hodson at short, and Allison Bretz at third, Allie Dillon, Ray Lee Purvis, and Riley Thompson left to right in the Bath County outfield. As we mentioned before, the GRC Lady Cardinals batting lineup: McIntyre, Enzi, Fryman, Gwynn, Gibson, Estep, Parks, Webb, and Horn. Welcome to our listeners in Clark County. I've had a chance to visit with Coach Brian Cottle earlier, and I try to do that before every broadcast and let the coach or someone relay back to the boosters back home if they can't be here. We miss them. A gorgeous day for a ball game, but at the same time, tune us in on 97.7 or on the web stream, WKCARadio.com, and enjoy the ball game. Don't forget, during our post game, we will have the Ira Kilburn final verdict presented by Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, the Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or player of the game, or Elcado Construction offensive play or player of the game, and the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. First pitch sponsored by Montgomery Tractor. Addie Reed in the circle. Anaya McIntyre swings and fouls it. And we are underway. Montgomery Tractor, Mount Sterling in Flemingsburg. They will help you get ready if you need lawn mowers. If you need tractors and mowers for a quarter of an acre, or if you need big farm equipment, Montgomery Tractor, Mount Sterling in Flemingsburg, the place to check. They've got all the zero turns. They've got all the big equipment. Fastball swung on and missed, strike two. Montgomery Tractor. The Klein family's been a part of this area for a long, long time. We are glad to have them as part of our broadcast sponsors. Two strikes now, the count to McIntyre. Fastball fouled straight back. Count remains 0-2. McIntyre, a junior. Enzi, a freshman. Fryman, a senior. Gwynn, a freshman. Gibson, a senior. Eastep, a senior. Parks, an eighth grader. Webb, a junior. And Horn, a junior. It may be these Lady Cards are not as young as we think. Protecting the plate. Foul it straight back. That's what you want out of your leadoff hitter. McIntyre making. Addie Reed throw pitches. Hoping for a mistake. That she could park one out there and trot around the bases. The breeze today, a bit breezy. Flags currently blowing from left to right. Again, the count is two strikes. Popped up in foul territory. Good play by Izzy Hughes. Shuck the mask, come out behind the plate.
Now batting number 32, Enzi.
Emma Enzi wears jersey number 32. Plays right field. Right-handed batter. Freshman. The GRC Lady Cards in dark gray uniforms, red numbers with white trim, red stockings, red belt, red sleeves. Bath County with their white pants, red jerseys with gray shoulders, white letters with red accents. Lady Cats, Lady Cards, strike one to Enzi. There's a foul ball that's going to land. Not sure who that was in the GRC bullpen, but covered her head and could have stood the look a little bit. I mean, missed her by 5 or 6 feet. Quickly, two strikes, one out. Enzi back in the box. Here's the pitch from Reed. Swung on and missed, strike three, a good inside corner fastball. Enzi gave a pretty good cut, just couldn't catch up to it. Brings up Meredith Fryman. Fryman, number 31. Right-handed batter, senior, left fielder in this three spot. On deck, freshman Arabella Gwynn. First pitch. Knee-high fastball, called strike one. Three batters up, first strike on all three batters. You love to see that if you're Coach Kenny Williams. A first pitch strike really puts the pitcher in control. Change up at the shoulders, called strike two. Fryman in a hole. 0-2. Two outs, nobody on, top of the first, no score. Here comes the 0-2 pitch.
Yep.
Check swing did not go. They appeal down to first. Not. Listen, you got to ask. A lot of things man don't get if he don't ask for. Get married. Get extra dessert at Thanksgiving. Man's got to ask, even if you know what the answer is. One ball, two strikes, two out, nobody on. A pop-up. And a strikeout. Fryman at the plate, down 1-2. Here's Reed. Check swing. Got her. Unable to hold up. Strike three. A 1-2-3 inning. A good start for Addie Reed, the Bath County pitcher. No score halfway through the first. Bottom of the first after this on WKCA.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, SchwartzMowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards. but treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's Farmers Doing Business with Farmers, the Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Good start for Bath County pitcher Addie Reed. A 1-2-3 inning, a foul pop. Good play by Bath County catcher Izzy Hughes to come out from behind the plate. Couple of strikeouts, a 1-2-3 inning now. Let's see if Bath County gets the bats going. Ashton Barrett, Ray Lee Purvis, Taylor Hodson, Ashley Rogers, Allie Dillon, Kylie Hodson in the designated players position. Izzy Hughes, Addie Reed, and Allison Brett, 7-8-9. Defensively for GRC, Morgan Parks in the circle, Alyssa Webb behind the plate, Abby Horn at first, Mackenzie Gibson at second, Arabella Gwynn at short, and Kennedy Estep at third. Right field center, left center and right, Meredith Fryman, Anaya McKenzie, and Emma Enzi. I sure hope I'm pronouncing Anaya's first name right, A-N-I-Y-A. And Enzi's last name is E-N-S-E-Y, and I'm giving it my best guess. My apologies if I'm wrong. First pitch to Ashton Barrett, inside ball one. Congratulations to Ashton. She was named the EKC Basketball Offensive Player of the Year. Had an outstanding season, outstanding career for the Cats. And a fella to my left, shoulder high fastball called strike one. Coach Call, you're named EKC Coach of the Year. Something like that. You're welcome. Listen, it cost me a lot of money to buy them votes, but I was all in. One ball, one strike out of the zone, ball two. I'm just kidding, Coach. Listen, you're doing the Lord's work up there. Two balls and a strike. These young women need a positive role model, and you are one of them. And at the same time, there's a ground ball in the hole between short and third, a leadoff single from Ashton Barrett. So Barrett at first, center fielder Ray Lee Purvis, jersey number one. Ray Lee Purvis, center fielder, senior, signed to play softball next year at Pikeville. We hope that anybody that wants to play ball at the next level, they get a chance to do it. Fastball called strike one, stolen base. I'm not sure that Parks was supposed to cut that throw off, but I believe it was a little self-defense. So Barrett stands at second base with no outs. Barrett does what you want a leadoff hitter to do, is make contact with the ball. And listen, you can't get on base if you don't make contact. There's a fly ball into short center. What a play in center field by Anaya McKenzie. Came a long way, a sliding catch just behind second base. If ESPN were here, they would be going, da-da-da, da-da-da. That would be a top-10 nominee. Taylor Hodson, the Bath County shortstop. We mentioned Ray Lee signed with Pikeville. Taylor going to be next year at Charleston. First pitch, change up at the knees, called strike one. Congratulations to both those young ladies. You got to do something to pay your way through school. May as well play ball instead of flip hamburgers. One strike to count. Nothing wrong with flipping burgers. Listen, I don't mean that in a, but you're going to have to do something. You're going to deliver pizzas. You're going to work in a hardware store. You're going to have to do something. Listen, let me tell you about McDonald's after this pitch. One ball, one strike, one out, one on. Hodson at the plate and Barrett at second base. Good eye, low ball two. So I was visiting with Linda with McDonald's. You know, if you work there going to college, they'll pay your tuition for you. And I'll tell you what, if you're getting your master's degree and you're working there, they'll pay you tuition and give you a laptop. I'm telling you, for master's, it's two-thirds. There's a ground ball up the middle. That's got an RBI all over it. good piece of hitting from the Bath County shortstop, a single and an RBI. My son worked at McDonald's. He started when he was a senior in high school. We told him he would need to work through college. He'd need money because mama and me, we not walking around with big sacks of cash anywhere. So, I could wish. We said, I'll tell you what, get through soccer season. First pitch to Ashley Rogers, called strike one. He started at McDonald's. He worked there for 7 or 8 years and really, really enjoyed it. You learn a lot of those soft skills, like how to deal with people and how to be somewhere on time, how to dress for success, all that important stuff. Change up out of the zone, 1-1 to the Bath County first baseman and cleanup hitter Ashley Rogers on deck, Allie Dillon.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Ray.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in the old phrase, dress for success?
100%. That's why I wear a white shirt and a tie 6 days a week. That's got a shot. That is a long gone fly ball to straightaway center field. McIntyre took a couple of steps and watched it go. Ashley Rogers with a 2 RBI home run. And just like that, it is 3-0 Bath County with one out here in the bottom of the first. Ashley has put a bunch of those in the same spot over her career. That was not a wind-aided home run by any stretch. The flag there in right field hanging almost limp. That was a no-doubter off the bat of Ashley Rogers. 3-1 on. Allie Dillon, the left fielder. Jersey number 3 steps in, takes that first pitch, low ball 1. I appreciate Allie and some of the girls with longer hair tying it up in a ponytail so I can catch those jersey numbers instead of them being covered up, me just guessing who they are. There's a fly ball into right field. Battling the sun, good play out there. Emma Enzi. That is a tough spot to put yourself in, staring right back into the sun. Enzi did a great job of angling her body, turning her head just enough to follow that ball without losing it in that bright sunshine. Two down now, and Kylie Hodson, the designated player, jersey number 9, steps in the right-hand box. Watches that off-speed pitch sail out of the zone, ball 1. Izzy Hughes on deck. Izzy, a fantastic job in that first inning coming out from behind the plate to catch that pop-up for out number 1. Got high expectations. There's a fastball belt high, a ball and a strike from Morgan Parks. Bottom of the first, Bath County, 3 runs on 3 hits. The big one, a 2-run homer off the bat of Ashley Rogers. That pitch fouled straight back. Hodson in a hole, 1-2. The home run there, obviously a leading contender in this first inning for the R.L. Caudill Construction offensive play of the game. Change up. Hodson with a little hitch in her left knee, holds up, counts 2-2. Now you got to protect. Choke up just a drop, punch one in there and see what happens. Here comes the break even from Morgan Parks. Another change. Did exactly what you needed to do, that little hitch on the wrong foot. Put the bat on it just enough to foul it off. No damage done. Dig back in. Live to see another pitch, another 2-2. Oh, my goodness, a smash. Almost a sparkling play by the third baseman, Kennedy Estep, right off her wrist. Hodson with a single. If anybody ever wonders why the infielders, especially on the hot corner, third base, first base, I would encourage all infielders to pitcher first, short, third, second. That's the reason they wear face masks. Because obviously, I mean, that was off of her right forearm, so it wasn't like in danger of getting hit right in the bridge of the nose. But when you're at third, look out. That's got a chance of getting to the fence. Good play out there by the center fielder. McIntyre, a couple of good plays. Bath County, though, they score three in their half of the first inning. One complete, Bath County 3, GRC 0, top of the second after this on WKCA.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owings.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
One inning complete. Bath County and GRC softball here in Owingsville. Bath County 3 runs on 4 hits. GRC no runs on no hits. Gwen Gibson and Estep do up for GRC here in this second inning. We mentioned in our Ira Kilburn opening argument, in my mind, the key to this game, especially after having that loss last night, to come out early, come out sharp, a 1-2-3 inning from the pitcher Addie Reed, and then a 3-run bottom of the first for the Bath County offense. Pretty good start. Gwen Gibson Estep here in this second inning. Reed sights the sign. Fastball inside corner, called strike one. Gwen, a freshman, shortstop, wears jersey number one. That long hair hanging over that jersey number, that's what I was talking about a little while ago. Sometimes it's hard to pick that number up. Called strike two, good fastball, snapped in the glove of Izzy Hughes. Two strikes the count, that really puts you in control. Lets you nibble. Try to get the batter to chase a bad one. There was one out of the zone there. One ball, two strikes. Coach Brian Cottle for GRC talking about how young his team is in a rebuilding phase. Boy, can Lady Cat fans relate to that. That pitch fouled down the right field line. Count remains 1-2. We've seen several teams this year who rebuilding would categorize where they're at. Boy, we've been there. It was not that long ago. Here comes the 1-2. Just low. Fastball 2-2. A dandy pitch from Addie Reed. Tried to get Gwen to chase one just low. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Bath County up three. Change up fouled toward the Bath County dugout for the cleanup hitting freshman Arabella Gwen. Just a freshman. Again, the Lady Cards have got junior, freshman, senior, senior, eighth grade, junior, junior. Called strike three, a good fastball. Third strike out of the game for Addie Reed.
Now batting number 13, Gibson.
First opportunity that we have this year on our broadcast to see Addie in the circle. Addie Reed, an eighth grader, but has shown a lot of zip in that fastball. There's a nubber off the handle, squeezed at third. Allison Brett's with the
next up, number seven.
Put out, brings up senior Kennedy Estep, third baseman, jersey number seven. She made it a point after that base hit off the bat of Kylie Hodson to relay over to her coach, hey, no, I'm all right. It caught her right on the inside as a right-handed batter, that right-handed player, that glove on your left hand caught her right on the inside of that left wrist. She's a hockey player, though. She is tough. First pitch out of the zone, ball one. The first of the six batters that the strike was not first pitch out of the hands of Addie Reed. Ball one, the count. One and one. Pretty good snap on that fastball. Either that or Izzy has put a microphone in that catcher's mitt, and it just sounds particularly loud here on press row, one and one. Change up just high. Good eye by Estep. Two ball, one strike, two out, nobody on in the GRC. Top of the second, Bath County up 3-0. Here comes the 2-1. There's a little flare to the second baseman. Barrett had her played just right. Another 1-2-3 inning. GRC, no runs on no hits. Bath County coming to bat in the bottom of the second, up three here on 97.7 WKCA.
Spring is in the air, and your local Ace Hardware is celebrating 100 years of helpful. Get everything for the season. Garden soil, fertilizer, weed, and feed, plus the tools to get it all done. Self-propelled mowers from Toro and Craftsman. String trimmers, leaf blowers, plus Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools. Free assembly and delivery on grills, $3.99 and up. Check out the new Big Green Egg Extra Large, and they have all the paint for inside and out. It's spring at your Bath County Ace Hardware store, Water Street, Owensville.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchesAuto.com.
One and a half innings complete. Bath County and GRC softball here on 97.7 and WKCARadio.com. Had an eventful day today. Bath County, after the most recent population count, we have been moved into Congressman Hal Rogers' district. And you might think, well, that really doesn't mean a whole lot. It does if you are in the a drug rehabilitation mindset, because we are once again a part of the Unite Coalition, and had a welcome back to Bath County Unite meeting today. And we all have been touched one way or another. I've got two members of my family who are not here because of addiction. And if you or someone you know is in those circumstances, there are lots and lots and lots of resources available, and even more now that we are part of the Unite Coalition once again. So that was a big deal, and we welcome the Unite folks back to Bath County. Ball two, the count. There's a nubber off the bat. A 4-3 put out. Addie Reed. One up, one down. I thought I marked ink in my shirt pocket. Brings up Allison Brett's, number 23, Bath County third baseman. On deck, Ashton Barrett, who started the first inning with a single and a run scored, single and a stolen base. I forgot to mark down her stolen base. One up, one down. Here's Brett's. A one hopper back to the pitcher. Morgan Parks did a great job fielding her position right there. One up, one down. That was a dandy catch. Unlike church league softball, if you all ever played church league softball, the pitcher is moving toward the plate after delivery. And when those come right back to you, your reflexes had better be sharp. Parks was right on it. First pitch changeup, strike one at the knees to Ashton Barrett. Ashton again, single and a run scored in her first time up. Parks, two up, two down, back to the top of the order. That changeup drops in there. I don't know if that was even a changeup. That was almost one of those Ephus pitches. That took a long time. That would have been one of those cartoon pitches where you could swing three times and strike out an entire batter on one pitch. 0-2 in the dirt, 1-2. Mercy, if Parks can throw that pitch, put the heat on the fastball, and then throw that pitch that floats in there about 18 miles an hour. Good grief, is it tough to get a read. Here comes the 1-2. There's a flare into center field. Another put out from McIntyre. A 1-2-3 inning there for Parks. Two innings complete. Bath County 3, GRC nothing here on 97.7 WKCA.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Top of the third, 7-8-9 due up for the Lady Cards of GRC. Pitcher Morgan Parks, catcher Alyssa Webb, first baseman Abby Horn. Parks jersey number 8, a one hopper back to the circle. One pitch, one out. A 1-3 put out. Brings up Alyssa Webb, double zero, the junior catcher. I always did like the number 00. Of course, my favorite jersey number was 8. That's because Joe Morgan wore jersey number 8. First pitch fouled into the screen, strike one. Love to see these pitchers throw first strike pitch. One out, one strike. Webb at the plate, Horn on deck for GRC. Shoulder high fastball, swung on a miss, strike two. A battle of young pitchers here today. Morgan Parks, an eighth grader for GRC. Addie Reed, an eighth grader for Bath County. Bath County with three or four pitchers. Swung on and missed, strike three. Fourth strikeout of the game for Addie Reed. Addie is bearing down. Brings up Abby Horn, first baseman. Horn wears jersey number 27. All these players have got those armbands on. In case you couldn't tell, squared to bunt. Had about 17 people right in the dugout beneath me screaming bunt. Everybody doing their thing. Corners pull in. Shortstop pulls in. Second baseman covers the bag. Strike one. Two outs, nobody on. Bath County up 3-0. Called strike two, squares to bunt, pulls it back, knee-high fastball. Horn looks down to Coach Cottle at third baseline, kind of raised the palms of her hands up like, I don't know, Coach. Here comes the two-strike pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Back-to-back, to back, 1-2-3 innings. Halfway through the third, Bath County leads GRC 3-0 here on WKCA.
The days are getting a little longer, the temps a little warmer, and the grass a little greener. That means spring, and that means it's time to stop in Southern States Owingsville Service. Farmers, you can save $1.25 a bag or $50 a ton during the mineral sale. Gardeners, Southern States is your place for seed, plants, and fertilizer. Just about anything you need this spring, you'll find at Southern States Owingsville Service, located on Brooks Alley. Southern States, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Hey Wildcat fans, are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
Bath County and GRC High School softball here on 97.7 FM. I don't see any defensive changes for the Lady Cards. Morgan Parks in her third inning of work in the circle. Alyssa Webb behind the plate. Horn, Gibson, Gwynn, and Estep on the infield. Fryman, McIntyre, and Enzi in the outfield. McIntyre has shown a little something-something out here today in center field. Has made several putouts.
Number one, Rayleigh Purvis.
At least I see three, two in the first and one in the second. Covered a lot of territory on that Rayleigh Purvis pop-up in the first inning. Purvis leads off here in the third. Takes that first pitch out of the zone, ball one. Some of these players have entertaining rituals as they go to the bat. Got to touch the ground certain spots, touch their shoes. That pitch fouled behind the GRC dugout, 1-1. Draw a little something in the dirt. Not saying that I'm superstitious or not. A lot of athletes have got things that they do in certain styles and certain fashions. Here's the 1-1. There's a ground ball to short. In safely with an infield single. Not a particularly hard hit ball off the end of the bat. Good speed by Purvis. Gwynn fielded cleanly. Made a good throw to Horn. Just a little too much speed. Gwynn doing one of those windmill things with her right shoulder. It is a little cool, the throw down to second. I did not see it, to be honest with you. I believe it was low, but we will find out here in a minute. I'm thinking ball one now with Purvis, a runner at second base with a stolen base. Hodson had squared the bunt. A very capable bunter. Hodson, a lot of control over that bat. Also, though, if she needs to put one in a certain direction, she can punch it to opposite field, pull it down the right field line, hit for power, hit for average. A very talented player. One ball, one strike. There's that Ephus pitch again. I swear that from the time it leaves the hand of Morgan Parks to the time the batter swings at it, it is 22 seconds. It takes forever to get there. Hodson, again, a very talented batter. She flinched. Still able to foul that pitch off because it is in the zone. It's different if they throw a pitch like that that's 8 feet outside or 3 feet over your head or whatever. That pitch is coming in there for a strike. And if you're not ready for it, it can tie you in a knot. Two balls, two strikes. Purvis advances to third. That pitch out of the zone counts full. Hudson works it full with Ashley Rogers on deck. Taylor a single and drove in Barrett for the first Bath County run in the first. Hudson scored on the home run off the bat of Ashley Rogers. That ball had enough English on it. If it had been a pool table, that ball would have still been spinning. Three balls, two strikes. We'll go back to where we were. Hodson at the plate, Parks in the circle. Parks finding her groove here in this third inning. There's a flare down the left field line. Foul ball. The wind has died down significantly. Still a bit breezy, maybe a little, I don't know, just from various different directions. It did not impact the home run that Ashley Rogers hit. That was a no-doubter. Here comes the 3-2. Another foul ball. Hudson showing a lot of patience. Listen, you expect that out of your seniors and players that have played a lot of high-level, high-quality softball competition. They know how to fight those pitches off. You just stay alive until you get a pitch you can drive. You just keep working. Pitch counts in softball generally do not impact things like they do in baseball because there's so much less pressure on the arm. That pitch out of the zone, ball four, good at bat for Hodson. Fouled off a lot of pitches. Now there's runners on the corners with no outs. And Ashley Rogers at the plate.
Number six, Ashley Rogers.
Hudson did not. I looked down to right walk, and she went ahead and did not let up as she rounded to first base. So she stands now at second with a walk and a stolen base. All in the same play. Puts Rogers in the right-hand box. Fastball knee-high. Good pitch from Parks. I was about to say, I don't know that Ashley will get a pitch to look at this at bat. Parks said, I'm going to go right at her. If you hit it, you hit it, and if you don't, you don't. I'm going to throw. Got to love that confidence out of the eighth grader. Swung on and popped up. That's going to land in the GRC bullpen. Almost went into those diamond seats, those high-dollar seats down the first baseline. If anybody is interested in luxury boxes, contact the Bath County Athletic Department. We will certainly set you up. Two strikes now to Rogers, the Bath County first baseman. Runners stand at second and third with no outs. Raylee Purvis single, stole second, advanced on a wild pitch. Hodson walked and stole second. That was a dandy pitch. Another one of those butterflies that come in there. Parks disguises that pitch so well. Even the veterans on this Bath County squad do not know what to do. Look out. It did not hit anybody, but it didn't miss them by much. The way these dugouts are set up, first and third base, there is an open spot in the chain link where you walk through. Stunningly enough, you need a place to walk through. That foul ball went into that gap like it had eyes, ricocheted in there. Good grief, they scattered. Everybody's good. A ball and two strikes. We're back to where we were. Rogers at the plate. Parks in the circle. Change up low, 2-2. When you've got that 1-2 count, you've got a pitch or two to waste. Parks tried to get the Bath County cleanup hitter to chase one. Ashley said, no, thank you. Here comes the break even. High now counts full. Looked like that fastball hung in her hand just a minute. A good at bat here from Rogers. Started out down two strikes. Now she's worked it full. Parks trying to nibble. We'll see what happens with the payoff. Oh, my goodness. We'll see. Back to the fence. Just cleared the left field fence. So that back-to-back home runs off the bat of Ashley Rogers. A two-run dinger in the first, a three-run homer here in the third, and it is 6-0 Bath over GRC. I lose track of that if you, from our position here on press row, when you lean forward, you cannot see that left field corner, and that ball was straight down the left field line. Allie Dillon steps in, who hit a fly ball to right field. Enzi put a window right there. Or at least one of the, how about one of them big convex mirrors that you can just look at like when you're going down the wall of a grocery store? One and one. If anybody would like to have the naming rights of Press Row, contact the Bath County Athletic Commission, the Judge Executive's office. We will use some of that money to put a window in right on this corner right here. That way we can, well, I can't promise that.
I'll take care of it.
Coach Collier said he'll get you in.
And a free hot dog every
time. Ball two. The count to Allie Dillon, the left fielder. Low ball three.
That could be the
we could do that. If my wife liked me well enough, she could put money in for that. She says I cost her enough already. Allie in control here with a 3-0 count from Parks. There's a good fastball called strike one. Now, if you're a GRC fan, you're thinking, all right, Morgan, so you gave up a home run, no big deal. Let's get these outs right here and come in and score some. We've got the top of the order coming up next. There's a fly ball into center field, charging hard. Unable to come up with it is McIntyre. Head first slide double from Allie Dillon. What an effort from McIntyre.
Now batting number nine, Kylie Ott.
Head first dive just under the glove. She was quickly able to recover, get that ball in, but Dillon with her speed did not let up rounding first at second. With a double, brings up Kylie Hodson. Pitch high. Out of the zone. A delay steal. Let's see, we do not have a throw. Delay steal for folks who are not here. So the runner at second, Allie Dillon, after the pitch, goes about halfway, not hardly halfway, and then when the throw goes back to the pitcher, then that's when the steal continues. The throw down then from the pitcher to third gets away, and that allows Dillon to come home and put the Bath County seventh run on the plate. Bath County up seven here in the third inning. Third baseman Kennedy Estep shaking that left hand. Broderick Moore, the trainer, going down. I don't know if the ball hit her, if the player slid into her, if she slipped going after the ball. I was looking down into my notes. Doggone it, Mama. Where are you at, Mama? Let's call Ace Hardware, price a window. Let's put one in there. Listen, it doesn't have to be like a big 6-foot patio door. Just something that's a couple feet wide and a couple feet tall lets us look down that direction. Coach Brian Caudle out to visit with his players just a moment. Estep says, hey, I'm all right. That's her right thumb. So earlier she took a line drive off of her left forearm, but she said, no, I'm all right. Now she's shaking that right hand. That is her throwing hand. Kind of one of those deals. If you wind up like hitting a ball with a wood bat on a cold day, you know how that zing goes up your hand? That's the way Kennedy's shaking that right hand, just kind of like had a little zing. Now, listen, I saw her wipe a tear away, but don't tell anybody. Bless her heart. The shadows start to creep over the infield here in Owingsville. Change up out of the zone. Hodson lets it go by ball two. We'll keep an eye on Kennedy Estep. The shadows of the press box almost to the grass over the head of first baseman Abby Horn. That pitch called strike one, 2-1. Won't be long. Spring, of course, just started. The pitcher circle is almost completely in the shade. Third base is in the shade. Third baseman not. There's a shot off of the glove of the third baseman. I'll tell you what. She is going to need a medical clinic to take care of her after this game.
Izzy Hughes.
So Hodson winds up at second. Izzy Hughes, the Bath County catcher, 0-for-1, had a fly ball to center field her first time up. Bath County with 3 in the first, 4 here in the third, no outs and a runner at second. Izzy Hughes takes that first pitch called strike one. Another good inning for the Bath County offense. The shade continues to crawl across this infield. Izzy with a fly ball into right field. Good play out there. Good relay throw in from Enzy. Kylie Hodson thinks a little better of it to test her arm. Don't run yourself out of an inning. Addie Reed, who grounded to second her first time up, the Bath County pitcher. A perfect 1-2-3 each of the first innings for Addie Reed. There's a one hopper to the third baseman. Throw across the infield, a 5-3 put out that does allow Hodson to advance to third. No flinch on that one. Fielded it cleanly on that hot corner, did Estep, and made a throw right on the money to Horn. Bath County now with a runner at third. 4 in already, 7 total for Bath. There's a ground ball, good scoop at third. Another 5-3 put out. The inning ends. Bath County scores 4. They're up 7-0 after 3. Top of the fourth, GRC coming to bat here on WKCA.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Seven runs, eight hits. Four runs in that fourth on four hits. Bath County up 7-0 over the visitors from Winchester and George Rogers Clark High School. That last home run, actually, Ashley Rogers, two home runs, 23rd and 24th of her career. That ties her with Jess Miller for career home runs, top of the order. McIntyre, Enzi, and Fryman do up for the Cards. Bath County up 7. Congratulations to Ashley. That is tall cotton to be in there with Jess Miller on home runs. First pitch, changeup. McIntyre watches it sail just low, ball one. McIntyre popped out to the catcher her first time up. There's a ground ball, foul territory at first base, a ball and a strike. It was good to see Kennedy Estep make a couple of plays there at third. She was shaking that throwing hand earlier in that third inning, made a couple good scoops and a couple good throws. That leads you to believe everything is okay with that right hand. We sure hope so. 1-1. That pitch in the dirt, ball two. Anaya, a junior. Emma Enzi, a freshman, on deck. Senior Meredith Fryman. Those are the three due up for GRC in the top half of this fourth. Bath County up 7-0. Inside corner on the fastball. Good pitch out of the hand of Addie Reed. Everybody recovered all right. That old mean playground equipment. Doggone it, sometimes that's tough. There's a fly ball into short right on the fence. Good play. Riley Thompson fighting the sun, finding the fence. Good play out there from Riley Thompson. Who's in? Oh, I don't think so. It says sophomore on this paper right here. Listen, that right there was a grown-up play. Fighting the wind, fighting the sun, finding the fence in foul territory, focusing on catching the ball and not on anything else. That was a full-grown play right there. And you might say to yourself, you're at the list, hey, you're up 7, what, one out, what's that big deal? Listen, that play right there is going to pay dividends the rest of this season. She knows that she made a play that not many right fielders are going to make. Tough conditions, wind, sun, right on the fence. That is a big-time confidence booster for the Bath County right fielder. One ball, one strike, one out. The freshman right fielder, Emma Enzi, in the right-hand box for GRC. Here comes the pitch from Addie Reed. Skips in there, 2-1. With the lead, Reed knows she can nibble a little bit more, try to get some of the GRC Lady Cards to maybe get a little anxious, swing at a bad pitch, but knows that she can come back and throw strikes. Here's the 2-1. There's a line drive into right center field, first base hit of the game. Had erased 10 in a row prior to that one. A good piece of hitting by Enzi to take that outside pitch, punch it over the second baseman's head. Brings up left fielder Meredith Fryman. Fryman, number 31, right-handed batter. one out and runner at first. It'll be interesting to see if they send her. We know Hughes has got a pretty good arm. Swung on and missed, strike one. Good fastball from Reed. Broke up the perfect game. 10 outs consecutive prior to that base hit. I'm not saying that Addy is aware of that. Swung on and missed, strike two. But there might be just a little more buckle in her belt. Yep. Had not. Nope. Had five strikeouts in three innings. Addy's up two strikes. Ball one. Did you say Chuck's here? Yep. I recognize that big pumpkin. Yes, extra size hats. That's got to be Charlie. Called strike three, a good changeup. The sixth strikeout of the game for Addy Reed. Brings up Arabelle again, the freshman shortstop. 0 for 1. The shadows now have touched the grass here in Owingsville. Ball in the dirt. Good job there by Izzy Hughes to knock it down. Keep the runner at first base. Standing at first, Emma Enzi. One strike the count now to Ginn. Fastball shoulder high. Laid off of it. Ball two. Well, apparently being jersey number one, there are songs about onesies, because I know they sang that, did the Bath County dugout for Ray Lee Purvis. As a dad, I thought onesies were onesies, you know what I mean? You just got a little snap at the bottom. A whole lot easier to change diapers when your babies are wearing them. Three ball is the count. Called strike one. Obviously, onesie is a term of affection. Listen, 28 years ago, I was very affectionate with onesies. They were a whole lot easier to peel back. I'm telling you, let them run. Ball four. Two base runners in this inning. Anybody that's got small kids getting ready to have a baby, one of the best gifts you can give them is onesies and diapers. We had long sleeves and short sleeves and no sleeves, because they're going to go through them. 2-1, two out. Bath County up seven, halfway through the fourth inning. Top of the fourth, GRC at the plate. Mackenzie Gibson at the plate. Good cut. Fouled that one straight back into the screen. Gibson, unlike so many others in this game, in the back part of the batter's, that gives you just a bit more of a split second to decide swing or no and what to do with it down a strike. There's a ground ball. Third, a 5-3 put out. Good throw, good stretch. GRC threatens. They strand two in their half of the fourth inning. Bath County coming to bat in the bottom of the fourth, up 7-0 over the visitors from GRC right here on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A lot of sports going on this week. Of course, right now here in front of us, it is Bath County and GRC in a high school softball matchup. Bath County up 7-0 as we start the bottom of the fourth. Top of the order, Ashton Barrett, Rayleigh Purvis, Tyler Hodson. Sweet 16, that's going on our sister stations, WIVY and WMST. Morehead State University getting ready to thump the University of Illinois in opening round NCAA action. That'll be tomorrow afternoon at 3:10 Eastern time. Chuck Mraz and Tom Lewis will have that call on 96.3 FM. University of Kentucky on their march to championship number 9. They'll start out tomorrow night, that game right here on 97.7. Ball one now, the count to Barrett. There's a flare into center, covering a whole lot of territory out there. It's Anaya McIntyre. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's her fifth put out of the game. McIntyre covers a lot of ground out there. So does Rayleigh Purvis, by the way. But we've come to expect it out of Rayleigh. Western is in there. Of course, there's a ground ball to short. Too much speed. Gwen made a good catch, just had a little trouble with the transfer from the glove to the throwing hand. Rayleigh, all she needs is a little window of opportunity. So a one-out single here in the fourth brings up Taylor Hodson with a single, a walk, and two runs scored. Watch that pitch get past her. Ball one. Purvis with another stolen base. Going to be tough to, going to have baseball bounces in from the field behind as time called. Going to have several candidates for the Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or player of the game. Also, the R.L. Cottle Construction offensive player of the game. There's a ground ball in the hole between first and second. A single and a run scored as Purvis does not let up round in third. So a single, Purvis scores, RBI, and Hodson advances to second on the throw. Brings up Ashley Rogers, 2 for 2. A two RBI home run in the first, a three-run homer in the third. Listen. We'll see what happens. It's early in the season. This is not a district game. Pitch. Let her rip. Let's see what happens. Now, that being said, you don't groove one, as the cowboy says, right down Broadway. I wouldn't recommend that unless you want to see that baby parked in the back of the Toyota out there. Change up, just misses, ball two. Parks nibbling around, trying to get maybe a little over anxious Ashley Rogers to swing at a bad pitch. Ashley very patient. That pitch low, ball three. Hodson advances to third on a pitch in the dirt. One out, one in, one on in this fourth. Bath County up 8-0 over the visitors from GRC. No defensive changes for the Lady Cards. I'll hit that defense for you after this 3-0 pitch. I couldn't tell if it was a very soft sound, if it was a hit batsman or if he hit the nub of the bat. So runners on the corners. Morgan Parks pitching. Alyssa Webb behind the plate. Abby Horn, Mackenzie Gibson, Arabella Gwynn, and Kennedy Yee step on the infield. Meredith Fryman, Anaya McIntyre, and Emma Enzi in the outfield for the Lady Cards of GRC. Allie Dillon, 1-for-2, a fly ball to right, a double and run scored in that 4-run third inning. Runners on the corners now with Hodson at third. Rogers at first, one out. That pitch called strike one, 1-1. Ashley Rogers with a head first dive. Got to get that uniform dirty, coach.
Yes, sir.
Stolen base at second. Listen, now, obviously we're giggling because there was no throw and she dived anyway. That was a pretty impressive slide.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly the way you do it. You don't start out too far away from the base and you stick in there like a lawn dart. If you start too late, then you're going to jam both thumbs plumb up to your shoulder blades. That's no count. That was a very athletic Pete Rose imitation on that head first slide. Two ball, one strike. Listen, I'm telling you. There's a fly ball into right field. Backing to the screen. Runner tags from third. So Hodson scores a long fly ball RBI. A good at-bat there from Allie Dillon. Ashley Rogers has to stay at second base. That makes it a 9 spot for the Cats. If you are a fan of the red and white team, there's a ground ball under the glove of the second baseman. Wise choice. I was just about to say, if you are a fan of the red and white, what you would like to see ideally is they score at least one more run. That puts them up 10. And then hold GRC in the top of the fifth for the game. A good job by Enzi, charging hard on that ground ball under the glove of Gibson at second. And a good throw to the plate. I have a feeling that Rogers would have been a had lad on that throw. No need to gamble. Izzy Hughes at the plate. You're exactly right. You don't run yourself out of an inning, though. There's two ways to look. You don't want to make that first. Don't make that first out at home or the last out at home. One ball, one strike.
Not a district game. Go for it.
That's true too. Out of the zone, 2-1.
That's what Roger said. That's not what I said.
Well, listen. So far, you've not been wrong either time, Coach. Two balls, one strike. 2-1. Two out. Two in. 9-0 to score. There's a number off the handle. That's going to land just behind the first baseman. A bang-bang play. Got her. Half a step. Good job by Gibson to catch that little flare. A 4 unassisted. Bath County strands 2. 9-0 after 4. Top of the fifth coming up. GRC to the plate after these messages on WKCA.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owensville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Four innings complete in Owingsville. The entire softball complex now in the shade. Bath County defensively is going to have Abby Barnett go in to catch. Izzy Hughes came off after that little flare in the top bottom half of the fourth inning holding her right thumb. Let's hope and presume that it was just like a little stinger where you hit a ball on a cold day. The vibrations off of that bat wiggle down to that right thumb. Let's hope it's no more than that. So Barnett, who came in and caught a bunch of games last year when Izzy was not able. Listen, that is such a bonus to have a little depth in every position. Abby wearing those goggles, too. As a glasses wearer, I appreciate the need for goggles. So due up 6, 7, and 8, Eastep Parks Webb. First pitch swinging is a little flare into center field. A leadoff base hit. Second base hit of the game for GRC. Again, ideally for the Cats, hold them scoreless here, come in, put one across, and this game's over with. GRC, on the other hand, saying that, come on, we're not out of this, let's keep it alive. Every opportunity you're on the field is a learning experience. There's a pitch fouled off. One strike to Morgan Parks. Parks, the eighth grader, pitcher for GRC. Bath County up 9. Parks has thrown a lot of good pitches. There's a fly ball into center field. Good play out there by Ray Lee.
What did you say, Coach?
Use that other hand, Ray Lee. Bless her heart. You know I love her as much as I love my own kids. The Lord gave you two hands for a reason. One's put a glove on, the other's put up there in case that ball bounces out. She knows I'm talking about her right now. Look at her out there. She knows. She knows that her mommy and daddy are going to tell her what we talked about here on Press Row. Now, let me also say, there's not a better defensive center fielder in the region. She can cover territory. She's tougher than wet leather. She'll dive. She'll run into fences. Listen, it's that perverse blood. I see you. Both hands, baby. 52 is Lexi Burke. If she ever missed a ball, then I'd really grind into her about using that other hand. The trouble is she doesn't miss. She doesn't miss. It's like Velcro. Everything goes right in that glove and does not come out. Covers territory like a gazelle. Doggone her hide. If I wasn't old like that, it wouldn't bother me so much, but I'm old. One strike. To the batter, Burke. There's a ground ball under the glove of the first baseman. GRC now with two runners on and one out. As Eastep moves to second base.
Number 27.
She must have somebody out there either with a radio on in center field or somebody down the third base line that's telling her what's going on. Because she waved at me. She knew. She had a smile, listen, big as a Cheshire cat. Is that what it was? Well, listen, if I didn't want her to hear it, I wouldn't say it. You know what I mean? Like I say, all these girls are family. I've watched them all grow up. Bunch of them I was around when their mommies and daddies was born. So they're all family. They know there is no animosity. First pitch out of the zone, ball one to Abby Horn with one out and two on. There's a pop-up. Again, that's down the right field line, just foul. First, right, and second all give chase. It's one of them no-man land. One ball, one strike, one out, two on. 9-0. Is that Logan talking to her? Well, that's all right. There's a ground ball to the pitcher. Oh, off the foot. Okay. Ground foul ball called. Everybody goes back. A ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. One out, two on. A little number. Addie Reed came up with it, was ready to throw to third. I'm not sure that would have been the best call, because that ball not hit hard enough to get to Addie quickly enough. Not sure if they would have had a play at third or not. A moot point, still a ball and two strikes as Horn fouls it off behind home plate. Count remains 1-2. E-step at second. Burke at first, another foul ball. Bath County up 9, 1 out, 2 on. 9-0 the score here in the top half of the fifth inning. The Bath County D, if they can get out of this with no damage done, come in, score one. We'll see what happens. 2-2. Addie Reed pitching. Abby Barnett behind the plate in relief of Izzy Hughes, who jammed that right thumb. Rogers, Barrett, Hodson, Brett's on the infield. Dylan Purvis, Thompson in the outfield. Swung on and missed, strike three. A good pitch there. That's a big out. That changes things up a little bit. When you've got two on and one out, you've got approximately 314 things to think about as an infielder. Now, with two out and two on, you've got one thing to think about. Catch the ball and go to the nearest base. Make you throw to first. If you're a middle infielder and the ball's hit towards second, field it, step on the bag. If you're at third, field it. 23 pinch running. 23 is Jalen Willoughby. So Willoughby is going to pinch run for E-Step. Willoughby, a freshman, one of the many on this GRC team. Burke, a sophomore at first base, got her single earlier. Swung on. Good play right in front of the Bath County dugout. A foul ball caught by Allison Bretz. So that's the end of the fifth inning for the Cards of GRC. Bath County 9, Lady Cardinals nothing. Bath County needs one to finish it. Bottom of the fifth after this on WKCA.
Have you found the home of your dreams? The car you just can't go without? Or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
GRC, no runs, three hits. Bath County, 9 runs.
Number 7.
On 11 hits.
Reed.
Bath County up 9-0. 1 run. We are in the bottom of the 5th. 1 run will finish it off. Bath County had an opportunity with runners at second and third last inning. Couldn't get them across. Not a whole lot of meat left on the bone. Bath County's only stranded 4 runners the entire game. Been very efficient offensively. Two ball, no strike. Now the count. Addie Reed, the pitcher, at the plate. Just an 8th grader. Listen, I am no incredible judge of talent, but you've got to appreciate Allie's performance here today. Reed gets on base with a base on balls.
Next up, number.
Listen, that's the only bat, that's the only runner that counts right there. Allison Brett's the third baseman who made a fantastic catch right on the screen here in front of us on that last out on a foul ball. Allie draws the bunt back, throw down. Not in time. Great throw from Webb. Reed in just under the tag. So now the winning run at second base. Brett squared the bunt. Pull the bat back. There's a base hit into the gap. That's going to score. So an RBI single, and that is the game. Reed comes around to score, single and RBI, and Bath County victorious in our Game of the Week broadcast. Final score, Bath County 10, the Cardinals, Lady Cardinals of GRC, nothing. Let's take a couple of moments. Here's some sponsor messages. We'll have our Bath County post game right after these words on WKCA.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A good bounce back game for Bath County softball. A young game. GRC Lady Cardinal squad comes in here. You see some bright spots in Coach Brian Cottle's lineup. Man, we have been in those shoes before with youngsters playing, freshmen, eighth graders playing crucial roles, and we still get some of that. But it was not that long ago that some of these freshmen and eighth graders were playing because there just wasn't anybody else left to play. Coach Kenny Williams joins me here on Press Row. Let me get his headset out. Turn his microphone up. One, two, three,
four. One, two, three, check, check.
There you go. 10-0. Congratulations on the win. Tell us about what you saw from the dugout.
We had a tough one last night, and I wonder what our mindset was going to be coming in today, and I thought we kind of jumped out. And anytime, one of my things is let's score first, let's score with two outs, and that'll kind of take care of itself. And we did that. We got on the board first. So a good feel-good win. Clark's got, GRC's, they're young. They've got some players, but there's a couple key components they're missing. But we came out here and took care of business, and win's a win.
My Ira Kilburn opening argument started early after last night's game, first loss of the season. You're going to lose one eventually. You just don't want it ever to be. How do you respond if you come out and strike early? Say, all right, I'm going to set the bit in my mouth, and I'm not going to let you take this away from me. That's what we did.
That's right. We talked about it coming out, getting on top of them quick. And it all starts at the top with Ashton and Rayleigh and Taylor and Ashley, all four seniors. If we can get those going, get those four going, I'm going to have Izzy come talk to you.
Okay. Thank you.
She's got a digit kind of messed up.
I was going to ask about that, but I will go.
You can right go straight there. To the horse's mouth right there.
I'll try not to break any HIPAA regulations.
That's right. I think she's going to be fine, luckily. But like you said, if we can get out early and get the momentum our way, I think the rest will take care of itself. We're one of those teams that if we're feeling good, everything's going to go good. And like I said, we got out and got it going.
Had a three-run first, a four-run third, a couple more in the fourth, and then the final in the fifth for the grand total of 10. What about two for two with two-run homer, three-run homer, a base on balls? Not a bad day from your cleanup spot.
Yeah, she's the one that she gets it all. She gets the honest opinions at home. She gets,
stunner.
Yes, she gets no filter.
Stunner.
Yes, and she responds well. She probably takes a little bit more than she should sometimes, especially when the whole team plays bad. But I'm real happy for Ashley. She's very deserving. I'm not real happy with her swings and the way she's getting there, but the result is what you want. And I know there was a little controversy on that one, but I can tell everybody that's listening, it was definitely fair. It hooked around the pole. So I don't know if you probably couldn't see it from here.
No, but I have lobbied for a window.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody who's on the
I'll try to make that happen.
Athletic
Absolutely.
Board or
yes,
whatever
I'll try
it is.
To make that happen.
I'm trying to convince my wife to donate enough money to put a little window right in that corner. Or at least one of those big mirrors that you like look down the grocery store aisles with.
That would be handy, yes.
Congratulations again. Of course, tomorrow night you've got Nicholas County in Somerset this weekend. And GRC is going to be in that same tournament this weekend in Somerset. So, you all won't be playing them. But
we're going to go down there. We're going to see two teams that went to the state tournament last year. So
get out of
Perry
here.
Central and East Jessamine both went to the state. Going to be a good test for us. I told the girls, we're going to take our business tomorrow. And then Friday we're going to take a little day off. And Saturday we're going to go, and it's going to be for real. We're
going to go win two.
We're going to try to win two. That's right.
Not try to win two.
That's
going to win two.
That's right.
Kenny, congratulations
right,
again.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For visiting with us. Well, can you put that on with one thumb?
Not really.
There you go. Izzy Hughes, Bath County catcher, our guest. You come in here with a little bit of ice on your right thumb.
Yeah.
I presume you're okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's just some sort of I was getting jammed up a lot today. Kind of an overuse thing with throwing, but
so it was something on the catch. So, because I didn't see what happened. Did you slide into first and do something? What or just the vibration of the bat when you hit it?
It's mostly that. It's just on our last game, I kind of got jammed up a few times on the inside pitch with my right thumb, and then that's happened once or twice, and then kind of continuing to throw with it being sore. Has just kind of built and kind of today set it over the edge a little bit.
Well, bless your heart. As a former catcher, I can appreciate the fact that you do take a beating. There's a reason why us catchers wear masks and chest protector shin guards because you're inches away from a swinging bat. that pitch is coming in there full speed, and when they bounce in, it's a tough spot to play, but you do a fantastic job with us. Tell us a little bit your perspective of this game here today and coming off that game last night that didn't go our way.
Yeah, yesterday was definitely not the best game for us, but attitudes were good today coming in. Everyone was up and excited, and Addie was really excited to come out and be pitching for us, and I think she did a wonderful job. She really stepped up.
First 10 outs, recorded 10 in a row, first three innings, 1-2-3, and then gave one base hit up in the fourth and a walk, gave up a couple base hits in the fifth, but a shutout, so it's good to see those youngsters, when the opportunity presents, step up there and pitch the way they need to.
Yeah, rise to the occasion.
What about this weekend? Let's not skip over Nicholas tomorrow, but what do you think about going down to Somerset and playing Perry Central and East Jess?
I'm very excited for those two games. I'm hoping my hand feels a little bit better. But I think we'll have some positive momentum going through after this game. Hopefully take care of business tomorrow.
Let's hope it carries on. What about spring break? You won't be long till you'll be down there.
Yeah.
Now, is it all business when you guys take the spring break trip to Florida?
100% business.
Yeah. So you're in the batting cage three or four times a day. You're doing defensive drills three or four times a day.
Oh, yeah.
No sand, no sun.
We don't even see the beach.
That's what I figured was the case. Our guest, Izzy Hughes, congratulations on a big win.
Thank you.
Heal up, keep the ice on it. It's a whole lot easier to do when you're 16 or 17 and when you're 59, but hope you heal up quick and have a big weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Izzy Hughes, our guest here on our post game. Bath County victorious over GRC. Final score 10-0. Cats over Lady Cards. Let's take a couple of minutes and hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have final stats. We'll have the Ira Kilburn final verdict, the Downtown Athletic defensive play or player of the game, the R.L. Caudill Construction offensive play or player of the game, and the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. That and so much more right here on WKCA and Bath County Softball postgame. Stay tuned.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back. Bath County victorious today in our softball game of the week broadcast, defeating the Lady Cards of GRC 10-0. Bath County 10 runs, 12 hits, stranded 4. GRC no runs on 3 hits. All 3 hits came in those last 2 innings. Ira Kilburn opening argument we talked about in our pregame, start early. That would be the key to success after last night's victory or last night's defeat. If they wanted to win tonight, they needed to put that behind them and have a little chip on their shoulder. That's what they did. A leadoff single and stolen base from Ashton Barrett. a Taylor Hodson single and RBI. That's what got the run started. And then, of course, the Ashley Rogers two-run homer, 3-0 after one, 3-0 after two. Put four more across in that third inning, including a second home run. This one a three-run dinger off the bat of Ashley Rogers. After the third inning, it was 7-0. Couple more as Ray Lee Purvis and Taylor Hodson single and come in to score in that fourth inning. Then the 10th and final run of the game in that fifth, Bath County up 10-0. So the fact that they started early, a big part of the victory of Bath County over the visitors from GRC here this evening. Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or player of the game. Not a whole lot of opportunities to make defensive plays, to be honest with you, because Addie Reed did a fabulous job in the circle. I mentioned this earlier in the game, though. Top half of the fourth inning, a flare off the bat of Anaya McIntyre into foul territory. Bath County right fielder Riley Thompson went a long way, battling the sun, battling the wind, caught that ball right on the fence, did exactly what you need an outfielder and right fielder in particular to do. Focused on the ball, knew where the fence was, knew where the sun was, knew how the wind was playing, went over and made the catch. Again, it was just one out of 15. But that particular play will pay dividends, I'm convinced, through the rest of the season. She made a great play, made that out, confidence level just exploded. Congratulations to the defensive play of the game, right fielder Riley Thompson on that catch. Now, we also need to consider the play made over here right in front of the dugout by Allison Bretz at third base, and also the play where Bath County catcher Izzy Hughes came out of the box on that pop-up to start that inning off. All three of those dandies, but let's recognize Riley in that play as our defensive play of the game. Excuse me. Welcome to allergy season. Our Elcottle Construction Company sponsors the offensive player of the game. Any doubt who that might be? A 2 RBI home run in the first, a 3 RBI home run in the third from Ashley Rogers, her 23rd and 24th career round tripper for the Cats, tied Jess Miller for career home runs. Listen, we saw Jess put a bunch of them out, and a lot of times they pitched around Jess because they knew if they didn't, she would make them pay the price. 2 home runs and 5 RBIs. Here today by Ashley Rogers. Congratulations to the R.L. Caudill Construction Company offensive player of the game. Elite Excavation, they sponsor the Dig Deep Award. Let's give that to pitcher Addie Reed. Addie, a 1-2-3 inning in the first, second, and the third. Top of the fourth, that foul ball play that we mentioned where Riley Thompson covered a lot of territory and caught that ball right on the fence. After that, the first base hit for the Lady Cards of GRC. At that point, Addie could have said, you know, I had a perfect game going, 10 in a row. Young player, hang your head. No, what she do, come back with a strikeout. Does give up a base on balls and then a ground out to third to finish that fourth. Finished up strong in the fifth. Gave up no runs. Struck out 7. Stranded 4. There were only 4 base runners. 3 base hits and 1 walk for Addie Reed. So Addie dug deep and did what she needed to do in the circle for Bath County here today. Final score, Bath County 10, GRC nothing. That finishes our post game. Special thanks to everybody who's a part of our broadcast, all of our sponsors. Hannah's in the studio making me look good, and heaven knows she's got her work cut out for her. Before I leave, let me just say something a little sad. My buddy, Big Eddie Reed, is a neighbor of mine. When we moved out into Peeled Oak area, Big Eddie and his mom lived on the farm, and Ed passed away in the last few days, and his funeral was this evening, and of course I had to get down here, but I swung by the funeral home right before the broadcast. I was a little bit behind schedule and a little harried in my show prep, so that's part of that, but the Peeled Oak area will not be the same without Big Ed. When my wife and I moved out there, every once in a while we'd come home and there would be a wagon load of firewood in my front yard, and I'd go, well, Big Ed's been here. Will you sneak over to his pond and fish every once in a while? He'd say, now, fellas, you can fish, but now let me know, because if you don't, I'll send a bullet into that tree behind of you, and that's your warning shot, and you get one. All right, Big Ed, we'll let you know. Now, gratefully, we did not have any warning shots fired our way. And I feel like he was halfway kidding and halfway telling the truth, and I did not want to take a gamble. I enjoy fishing, but it's not worth getting shot at. So rest in peace, buddy. We're going to miss you. And to all Ed's friends and family, we know that there's a big hole left because Ed was a big man, about 6'3", 300, and he was at Morehead State. Part of the time I was up there, and a conversation he had with my brother, he said, "I just don't get why people ask me that. Do I play football?" Ed, you're 6'3", 300, partner. You look like a football player. So, Ed, we miss you. Rest in peace. Bath County wins tonight over the visitors from GRC in our softball game of the week broadcast. Final score, Bath County 10, GRC nothing. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Morehead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.